Welcome to Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Breeden. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Paul Popovich. Batting seventh. The catcher, Chris Canizzaro. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Brock Davis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Decker. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Joe Decker. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pete Rose. Batting second. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting third. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting fourth. The catcher, Johnny Bench. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tony Perez. Batting sixth. The center fielder, George Foster. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Hal McRae. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Woody Woodward. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Gullett. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Don Gullett. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Decker fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench hits a fly ball into left field. Santo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gullett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden strikes out. Two outs. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woodward fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chris Canizzaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizzaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woodward fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is called out on strikes. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Foster moves to third. Woody Woodward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodward hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Beckert reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Gullett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullett hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Decker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Decker bunts towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Helms covering, for the out. Davis moves to second. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davis moves to third. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rose hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-1 in the game. Helms hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rose moves to second. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0-for-1 in the game. Bench hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gullett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 0-for-1 in the game. Breeden hits a fly ball into center field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. Perez hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards first. Breeden scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Foster for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Popovich hits a fly ball into right field. Rose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Canizzaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizzaro is 0-for-1 in the game. Canizzaro hits a fly ball into right field. Rose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Woody Woodward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodward is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodward hits a line drive into left field. Santo picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Santo. Woodward moves to second. Don Gullett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullett is 0-for-1 in the game. Gullett hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Canizzaro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Rose hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-2 in the game. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Woodward moves to third. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Decker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Decker is 0-for-0 in the game. Decker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Kessinger bunts towards the mound. Gullett fields it and throws to first for the out. Decker moves to second. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-2 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Decker moves to third. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0-for-2 in the game. Bench hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-2 in the game. Perez hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Foster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 0-for-2 in the game. Breeden hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McRae throws the ball into Helms, who tags Breeden, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Popovich hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rose. Popovich reaches second base with a double. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 0-for-2 in the game. Canizaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woodward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woody Woodward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Woodward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McRae moves to second. Phil Regan now pitching. Jimmy Stewart pinch hits for Don Gullett. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart bunts towards the mound. Regan juggles the ball. That's an error on Regan. McRae moves to third. Woodward moves to second. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Rose hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McRae tags and scores. Woodward tags and moves to third. One out. It's Cubs, 1, Reds, 1. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to home to get Woodward. Stewart moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Popovich fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Wayne Granger now pitching. Johnny Callison pinch hits for Phil Regan. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Callison for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-3 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woodward misplays the ball. That's an error on Woodward. Kessinger moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-1, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Perez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Breeden hits a fly ball into center field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Popovich hits a fly ball into center field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ron Tompkins now pitching. Johnny Callison now playing right field. Billy Williams now playing left field. Ron Santo now playing third base. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0-for-3 in the game. Bench hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-3 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Breeden scoops it up and throws to first, with Tompkins covering, for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 0-for-3 in the game. Canizaro hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-1 in the game. Callison hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Helms settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tompkins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ty Cline pinch hits for Woody Woodward. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Carbo pinch hits for Wayne Granger. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Cincinnati Reds, 1. Goodbye from Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati.